We're going to start reading in verse 13. Verse 13. So turn to your neighbor and say, Colossians chapter 1. Verse 13. So if you need some encouragement today, how many of you need some encouragement?
Amen.
Yeah, we do. We do. We do. We've got a lot of problems. It's a lot of problems. Problems in the world. Just because we know Christ, hopefully you know Him, but it doesn't exclude you from the problems of the world, does it not? Y'all got to feel that. Christ doesn't give us exclusivity from the problems that we have on this world. How many of you got a few issues? But the supremacy of Christ does not give us a license to do whatever we want to. And He does it just because He died on the cross to save us from our what? Problems? Oh. Turn to your neighbor and go, shh. So Christ suffered and died a humiliating death on the cross. Our Savior and Lord, the supremacy of Christ to save us from our problems. I still got the same problems I had before I was a Christian. I've been redeemed, justified, declared righteous before a holy God because of the saving work of Jesus Christ. So we're not to go to Christ and ask Him for stuff like we would Santa Claus or the genie. It's far more serious than that. So Christ came to die on the cross to rescue us from the penalty of sin. So we need to get a hold of that. Turn to your neighbor and say, do you know what sin is? And so a person that's not redeemed by the blood of Christ, he's never been born again, he's got a problem. And the problem is much greater than inconveniences of life and making the wrong decisions. Have you made a wrong decision or two? Or am I the only one? Honesty. Turn to your neighbor and say, honesty is the best policy. My, have I made the wrong turn in my life before? The shepherd was always there, even though I was a lost sheep. The incomparable Christ. You know, He walked this earth the same as me and you, yet without sin. Do you know this about Christ? That He has experienced every emotion and every trouble that you have ever experienced in your life. Christ, God's only begotten Son, knows more than you feel. And Christ knew more than you feel before you were born. Christ always existed. From eternity past, He's supreme. Isn't that just a phenomenal meditation? That our Lord and Savior, the one that lives in your heart, if you're a Christian, never had a beginning? To me, it's fascinating.
So when you say, well, you know, God doesn't know how I feel, or God's not answering my prayers, or, you know, God can't understand all the emotions and all the feelings and all the dark times I have in my life, you're wrong. Be encouraged.
And knowing Christ, the incomparable, supreme Christ, is not necessarily going to take all your problems away. I see it on TV a lot. Come to Christ and, man, you're going to be rich.
Thank you.
film on YouTube. Somebody sent it to me on my email. They had these false preachers running on money that people had thrown to the altar.
Oh, Holy Ghost! Oh, Holy Ghost money! Anointed money! Holy Ghost money! Oh, Holy Ghost money!
For he, Christ, rescued you from the domain of darkness. The domain of darkness, when you are all in your sins and one breath away from hell. God doesn't want anyone to go there. But there are people in hell now saying, oh, well, you know, God, I mean, just one more chance. Oh, I didn't know. Oh, yeah, you did. But he rescued us like we were thrown off a ship in the dark ocean, and he threw us the life raft, and the life raft became our only friend. Our only friend, Christ. We don't talk about them enough. Do you agree in sermons? We talk about issues in life and how to manage those issues, and that's good. You need to be tangible in your life. You need to work problems out. You need to do it through the scriptures. Yes, 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 yes. But we really don't talk about the incomparable Christ as much as we ought. I was in Alaska not too long ago on a cruise ship. Have you ever, who's been on a cruise ship? I love it. You eat like 18 times a day on a cruise ship. Have you ever been? They have buffets every hour on cruise ships. You do nothing but just have fun and eat. It's crazy. And at night, I went out there over the balcony. Remember the movie Titanic?
Yeah.
Great movie. And they went to the railing, and they looked down, and it's 8 stories down. It's pretty tough drop. And I went out there one time. I was by myself. Nobody was out there. It was at night. It was chilly. It was a little rocky. And I looked down, and I said, oh, my. If I fell down in that water and ice, cold, and fell from 8 stories. If I survived the fall, and then I plunged into this cold ocean, and the ship just kept on going, nobody would know I was there. I would only last for a short time. And I thought about this vision I was having. I'm going like, oh, and it made me step away from the rail. You with me?
Yeah.
Or in my case, you know, I like the moonwalk away from the rail. And I thought about if I did fall over and somebody said, hey, and threw me around, guess what the only thing on my mind is? The only thing on my mind is what? The raft. Not the world around me, not the big house on the hill, not all the plans I have for my life, but it's going to be the raft that was thrown to me. Guess who's the raft? Christ. God threw you the wrath just when you needed it. And some of you are denying Him when He's offering it to you because you're one heartbeat away from eternity in hell. God offers the wrath to everyone who just grabbed the wrath. Grab on to Jesus today. And let's not look at our problems. Let's look unto Him. He knows our problems before we have them. But He just didn't rescue us from the domain of darkness that you're in. Turn to your neighbor and say, are you in the light? He transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son. One day, if you're a Christian, guess what? Who you're going to be exactly like? you're going to be exactly like Christ for eternity. Are you serious?
Yeah, I am. I can't hardly think about it straight. It's so good. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's so good.
And I used to not think about it so much because, you know, I was a young person one time, you know, like a young person, like y'all know, young person, you know what I'm saying? I was a young person.
I was a young person one time. Children love me. I love them too. So you can't get that. You can't buy that. Turn your neck and go, shh.
And that was so long ago, it seemed, and that's why I held up my picture, because I was 5 years old, and now I'm 50, almost 54 years old, and I'm going like, where does the time go? You know what? I'm going to spend more time off this earth than on this earth, so why am I spending so much time thinking of stuff that don't matter here?
My, 54, are you serious?
Yeah.
Right? 25 years old. Man, I was Disco Dan, too, boy.
I was like that.
I wasn't pointing to heaven. I was just dancing like Disco Sean Travolta.
All the things I've done, all the things that God has forgiven me for, and forgiven me for the places I went, for the people I knew, and the people I hung out with, and all the friends I lost, I needed to lose them anyway. And I get people all the time bringing up stuff that they say they forgave me for, that I know God has forgiven me for, through the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. Get on back with your accusation. Don't try to take away, don't try to clean your conscience by taking away my freedom in the Lord. He has forgiven me of all my sins. And when I sin again, He has cleansed me from all unrighteousness, and I'm going to mess up again. I'm going to do the wrong thing again. I'm going to go the wrong direction again. But the shepherd is always going to be there to get me. Do you love Him, or do you just say you love Him?
In whom we have the redemption and forgiveness of sins. Turn to your neighbor and say, have you been forgiven of all your sins? Christ is the image of the invisible God. He's the firstborn of all creation. For by Christ all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through Christ and for Christ. Christ created everything. All things were created for Him and by Him. That's hard to wrap your mind around, but it's true. Christ is before all things. Christ was always from eternity past. He was never created. He always was. He had no beginning. And He lives inside of you if you're in Christ. You think He knows all about your problems? Oh, yes, we got a long list of things we need to do and things we need to take care of. But have we focused our energy and our attention on the Lord? Because He wants your worship and He wants your attention. He's created you before you're in your mother's womb. He knows every tear you've ever shed in your whole life. Nobody knows that about you except for Christ. So give Him some attention today. Even when things are bad, yeah. A lot of people can shout hallelujah. Oh, I
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
When things are really good, the mountaintop Christians, you know, the mountaintop Christians,
got money in your pocket, got no flat tire, got no health problems, got no family problems.
Hallelujah!
But can you say hallelujah when all those things are dissipated in your life?
That's the sacrifice of worship, man. You want to sacrifice something to God? Sacrifice the sacrifice of praise to Him. He is before all things, and all things hold together because of Christ. He is also the head of the body, the church. If you're in Christ, you're
the body. He's the head. Can you imagine you walking around without a head? It's not going to happen, right? Christ is the head. You're the body. We all have different functions, right?
Right.
The arm is not a leg.
Right.
He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. He Himself will come to have first place in everything. Turn to your neighbor and say, everything.
Everything.
For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in Christ. Love Him. Love Him today. Won't you do it? Won't you know Him a little bit better? Won't you get to know Him a little bit better through the Word? Get to know Him a little bit better. Some of y'all don't want to know Him a little bit better. And I pity you. And through Him, to reconcile all things to Christ, having reconciled all things to Himself, having made peace, don't you need it? Having made peace, Christ did. He can only give you peace when you trust Him, when you surrender to Him, when you worship Him, when things around you are all falling apart. When things are falling apart, where are you gonna go? Do you go to the throne of grace? Do you become weak at His feet? Be weak at His feet. You're already weak anyway. I'm weak anyway. We're just weak, dumb sheep, getting lost, needing a shepherd. So if we're already weak, let's don't try to be weak where nobody can help us, or nobody cares for us, or nobody has any compassion for us. Let's go to the foot of the Lord. When He lives inside you, wants the best for you. Let's go to Christ. And He made peace through the blood of His cross. Have you made peace to God through the blood of Jesus? Through Him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven, and although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds, yet He has now reconciled you in His fleshly body through death in order to present you, to present you, sinful man, present you, sinful girl, boy. He has died to present you with all of your sins. To present you before God, listen, holy and blameless.
Are you kidding me? Well, we got somebody in here that just can't forgive our neighbor for sinning against us. And God has forgiven you through the blood of the cross.
Amen.
If you've got unforgiveness in your life, that's why you're not living a fruitful life. If you've got somebody in your life, no matter what they've done to you, it can't be any worse than what we've done to Christ, and He was without sin. Forgive them, find it in your heart, so you can be free. Like God forgave you when you came to Him, He didn't ask anything from you. He didn't want anything from you. You didn't have to do anything to get His grace. You didn't have to do anything or say anything to obtain His mercy.
He just wants to save some people in this lesson.
that's hearing my voice. And if you're saved, He wants to bring you back. If you continue in the faith firmly established and steadfast and not moved away from the hope of the gospel that you once heard, remember that time when you first got saved, which was proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, the Apostle Paul, was made a minister, and all things were made by Christ. You think He cares for you? More than you know. Are you giving Him everything in your being? Are you surrendering everything to your Savior, the one who created the world, the one that all things were created for and by? He wants to come and He wants to manifest His life and His Spirit in you, but some things you just got to do. You got to surrender. You got to repent. You got to forgive others who have wronged you. Write a letter, make a phone call. God has forgiven you. You can forgive someone else. Christ is supreme. Turn to your neighbor and say, Christ is supreme. But the real question is He supreme in your heart today? Make Him that if you have not. Father, thank You for this word. Christ is supreme in Colossians chapter 2, or chapter 1. Father, what a great passage it is. It encourages us that You, the Creator, Your Son, all things were made for Him, by Him, that He lives in us. And it won't be long till we see Him, but in the meantime, we need to come to Him as supreme in our lives, not just say it, not just read it, but to live it. So Father, help us do that, won't You? Anyone listening to the message has never been born again. They've never been saved by grace, and they're under the conviction of Your Spirit to be saved. Let it be today. And those who already know You, we've already been saved. Maybe we've drifted away, maybe not. But we want to get closer to You. We want to live vibrant life for You. We want to be obedient to You. Help us to do that through the Word, not my energy or personality. So we love You. We praise You. We thank You. And we give You all the glory and all the honor. And all of God's children said,
Amen.